Yesterday, Arkansas's state treasurer, Martha Schaffner, appeared in federal court to be arraigned on charges she accepted bribes. Nathan Vandiver from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock covered the court appearance, and he has this report.
U.S. Attorney Chris Thayer told reporters at a press conference that Arkansas Treasurer Martha Schaffner was arrested at her home in Newport after a confidential FBI informant recorded a transaction in which she accepted $6,000 for investing state money with the informant.
This is not a happy day for me personally, and frankly, I don't think it should be a happy day for anyone in this state if those allegations that we have set forth in the complaint turn out to be true.
Thayer said the transaction was similar to others that occurred every 6 months for the past few years.
At least two of those payments occurred at the Arkansas State Capitol, two of those at her residence in Newport, and two of those at her residence here in Little Rock.
Thayer said it was a tough decision to use the confidential informant, but authorities would have had a hard time making the case otherwise.
At the core of this particular conspiracy, as alleged in the affidavit, there were two people. And if both of those two people remained silent, then we would not be here today.
A legislative audit last year found that Schaffner's investment practices cost the state over $400,000 in potential earnings. Many Arkansas politicians and the Democratic Party of Arkansas are urging Schaffner to resign due to the allegations, but she told reporters after her hearing that she won't step down. Her lawyer also said she would plead innocent. In Little Rock, I'm Nathan Vandiver.
Talk of the Nation provides you with the day's news and more, the experiences and opinions of people around the country and around the world. I'm Jennifer Ludden. When you're looking for the latest news and how it affects you, your family, your neighbors, your life, turn to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF.
Mental Health America in Northwest Arkansas presents art, music, and nature therapies tonight at 6:30 in the Schmieding Center Auditorium in Springdale. This panel discussion includes therapists Joanne Kaminsky, Carrie Jenkins, and Don Walensky of the University of Arkansas School of Nursing. This event is free and open to the public. Continuing education units are available, 273-3016 for more information. Ahead on Ozarks, Google Glass, eyewear that brings the web right to your eyes, not yet available to the public, but it has already made an impression. This was part of a sketch from Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update earlier this spring.
There we go, it's on. Okay, now to give it a command, all you have to do is say, okay, Glass, okay? Now, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Oh, at NBC, it's Peacock.
Great, okay. Peacock. Peacock. Password, Peacock. 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 Password. Password Peacock. Isn't this great, Seth? Now, if I was doing this on a phone, I wouldn't be able to talk to you like this while I was doing it. You know, Peacock. 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 And I'm on? No, I'm not.
Our tech ambassador, Ty Dennison, gives us a more serious analysis of what Google Glass might mean for the advancement of web surfing. That's ahead on Ozarks at Large.
But before that, a couple of mentions of beer.
Okay.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will have their third annual Beer Fest event. It takes place at Arvest Ballpark on Friday, May 31st from 6:30 until 8:30. Naturals will host the San Antonio Missions that evening. First pitch around 7 o'clock. There will be fireworks as well. The event is going to be held in the Miller Lite Party Shack. Those attending can taste more than 25 different beers.
Another recent Beer Fest type event was Fayetteville Foam Fest. That was the second annual event, and it was on May 4th, that weekend
yes.
that we had the snow on the Friday, and it was really cold.
People were bundled up that night. Both you and I attended, were in stocking caps and gloves and jackets.
Oh, yeah, I definitely had lots of warm weather articles of clothing on. It was ridiculous. But anyways, everybody showed up and seemed to have a good time. There were about 300 beers that people were able to try. And recently, the organizers of the event announced that they netted $15,000 for the local food charity Feed Fayetteville.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. They also announced that the Springdale-based brewery Core Brewing Company, won the popular vote for the People's Choice competition between local brewers at the event.
And Corps will be part of the event on the 31st at Arvest Ballpark.
They will. They are part of that craft beer corner that they have now at Arvest Ballpark.
That's right.